Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Today we're gonna continue in the tafsir of Surah Al-Baqarah, and particularly we'll start a new episode, you can say, after we have seen the verses relating the story of the creation of Adam. We now jump to Bani Israel. And Bani Israel, and I'm talking particularly verses 40 and onwards of Surah Al-Baqarah. And you know that the context of Surah Al-Baqarah, it was revealed in the first period of the Prophet's migration to Medina. And when we talk about Medina, Medina had the indigenous people who were the Mushrikeen, but also it had three tribes of Bani Israel, or the Jews in Medina, and namely Banu Qaynuqa, Banu Quraidha, and Banu Nadir. So these were tribes of Jews staying in Medina, and Prophet Muhammad ﷺ throughout these verses is having a conversation. Allah is having a conversation with these Jews and addressing them with this title Bani Israel, which means the children of Israel. And Israel is the name of Jacob, who was the son of Isaac, who was the son of Abraham, Ibrahim a.s. All of them are prophets. So all the descendants of Jacob is called Bani Israel, the children of Israel. And Israel is a word, maybe in Hebrew, means the servant of God. El is God, and Isra maybe is the servant. So Allah is addressing them in verse number 40, saying, Ya Bani Israel, O children of Israel, Udhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. Remember my favor upon you, the favors that I have bestowed upon you. And when Allah is talking about the people or the Jews in Medina, He is addressing them as if they were those who were with Musa, with Moses. Because a favor to the father is a favor to the kids. Favor to the ancient generations is a favor to the later generations, to the offspring. And the similar way, any punishment also follows the same logic here. So Allah is saying that, remember my favors on you. And these verses particularly is addressing the scholars among the Jews. The scholars, the rabbis, the elders among the Jews. And that's what Ibn Abbas said in this verse, Ya Bani Israel. And it's very interesting to see that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is bringing this information that no one among the non-Israelites knew about this information. And Prophet Muhammad is bringing it. And everybody knew that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has never met any of the Jews scholars, or he has never studied the Torah or Gospel, and he was illiterate. He couldn't read their books. But still, Prophet Muhammad is coming to them with this detailed information of what happened to Adam and what was the Iblis thinking, you see. So how can Prophet Muhammad bring this thing if Allah has not revealed this information to him? So these are things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through these verses, is raising questions Allah is raising to these Jews, Ya Bani Israel. And Bani Israel is something that should interest us as Muslims a lot, because if you read the Quran, you would see that a big portion of the Quran is basically coming to relate to us what happened to Bani Israel. The struggles Musa has, the struggles he has done and carried out through his life, first getting rid of the tyrant Pharaoh, and after that all the rebellious mindset of the Jews, of his followers after him. So Allah is in various locations of the Quran, we'll find this story is repeating so many times. No story in the Quran has repeated as much as the story of Moses with the Bani Israel. And we'll see in the subsequent verses how Allah is bringing their story and asking us Muslims to take lessons, and at the same time addressing, talking. The conversation is a direct pronoun, you. So the pronoun is you. And amtu alaykum, it's a direct conversation with Bani Israel. And that's why the Quran is very valuable material for Bani Israel, because Allah is calling them, Ya Bani Israel. You see, this is a call, O children of Israel. So they should really pay attention, because this is direct to them and particularly to their elders. So in the Quran, when we read about the prophets, we'll find that 10 prophets, only 10 prophets came before the Bani Israel or before Yaqub. 9 prophets came before Yaqub. And all other prophets, especially Musa, Isa, Harun, David, Dawood, Solomon, Yusuf, all these prophets' stories are there in the Quran, and they came after Yaqub. So only Nuh, Hud and Saleh, they were in the Arabian Peninsula, so that their story was not mentioned in the Torah. But Lut, Shu'aib, Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, these were all prophets that were before Jacob, and they were mentioned in the Quran. So Allah is asking Bani Israel to really think about, to remember all the favors that Allah bestowed on Bani Israel. And the biggest favor on Bani Israel is that Allah brought so many prophets to them. They should feel proud and remember that Allah has brought in hundreds of prophets after Musa to Bani Israel. Also among the favors is the scripture. They have a Torah, and that's why they were well known among their surroundings who didn't have any book, but they have a scripture from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So knowledge is power. They should feel the power of and the favor of having so much prophets and these books as well, and so many books. And when they were wandering in the desert, the Sinai desert, Allah has also bestowed His favor on them by bringing in water out of the rock in the desert. Also, cloud was giving them shade. Also, food and drinks was coming to them from heaven, manna was salwa. And Allah has saved them from the slavery of Fir'aun. All these are Allah's favor. اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. And these favors requires what? This favors requires them to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and requires them to ask themselves the question. Because now if we are talking about the Jew at that time, at the time of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and then later Jews, they were scattered on in the earth. They were not enjoying those favors. So this is a question mark that they should remember, that at one time they enjoyed all these favors from Allah, but then they lost these favors. So it's a question to them, that ask yourself why the favors of Allah was taken away from them. And that's a question that now the Prophet Muhammad has came to you, and it is a chance for you to be under his fold, to become Muslims, all of them, and not to forget that they were given those favors when they followed the true prophet at that time, which was Musa. But when they went away from the teachings of Musa, the punishment and the wrath starts to come. So similarly now, they are having an opportunity to regain their honor by joining Prophet Muhammad. Especially that their book has the description of Prophet Muhammad, and their book asks them to follow Prophet Muhammad. So this is very timely advice to them. Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. Then Allah is saying, أوفوا بعهدي أوفي بعهدكم. Meaning that fulfill your covenant and I will fulfill my covenant. أوفوا بعهدي أوفي بعهدكم. It's a very if-then statement, clear if-then statement. If you do this, you're gonna get this. In other words, if you do not do this, if you do not fulfill my covenant, I will not fulfill my covenant to you by giving you a promised land and this and that. You cannot expect a promised land and a blessed land and a honey and milk and this and that if you haven't fulfilled your part, your covenant. And indeed, they haven't fulfilled their covenant. And the strongest covenant is that they should have followed Prophet Muhammad. Especially their scripture has clear description of Prophet Muhammad. And actually, if we read Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 12, we come to know this covenant a bit more. When Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَبَعَثْنَا مِنْهُمُ اثْنَا عَشْرَ نَقِيبًا وَقَالَ اللَّهُ إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ. Allah has taken covenant from them when He has sent from them these 12 prophets, and Allah said that I will be with you if you do such things. These are the covenants, and among them is to pray and give zakah, which is the alms to the poor, and to follow the prophets, among them Prophet Muhammad, and to support him. عَزَّرْتُمُوهُمْ and أَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا and use their money. You know, the Jews were very well known in managing the money. At any time they were the bankers, and they were the one who utilizes the situation and exploit that the money they have in terms of usury and interest and all these corruptions. But they should have أَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا, they should have given loan or help the poor, not out of just reaping them with interest, okay? Like the Shylock character, for example. وَأَقْرَضْتُمُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. So, if they have done these things, لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Okay? If you have done this, then I will gonna admit you to Jannah, and I will bestow my favor. So this is the covenant that the Bani Israel did not fulfill. أَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ. And Allah ended this verse by saying, وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ. وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ means, and stand in awe of me alone, meaning that fear only me. إِيَّايَ is an exclusiveness. وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ. And why they should have this fear? Because, as Ibn Abbas said, that be fearful that Allah can capture you. Allah can bring His punishment on you, O the Jews of Medina, as Allah punished your forefathers at the time of the Roman Empire at the year 70 AD, Titus, I think his name, or even before that, Nabuchadnezzar, when they were exiled out of the promised land or blessed land, and they were in Babylon, the exile to Babylon. Okay. So their past history is full of this punishment. When in the day of Saturday, in the Sabbath, they were forbidden to fish. So they made some trickery with Allah, and they set their net on Saturday, but they pull it out on Sunday, thinking that we are technically not fishing. So with whom they are playing tricks? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has converted them into apes and pigs. So these are punishment. So Allah is reminding the people of Medina, the Jews of Medina, that وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ. Be fearful. I am that God who has done this and this and this to your forefathers when they broke their covenant, and I am able to do the same to you. And this is the beauty of the Quran, when Allah is using these present tense verbs and to make this Quran fresh. And as if what happened 2000 years back at the time of Moses, Allah is bringing that history like a time machine to the Jews of Medina at the time of the Prophet. As if they are saying that, look, remember those things, as if it happens to them, although it happened 2000 years back. And now after 1400 years after that incident, when these things happened in Medina, we are now can tell the same thing to Netanyahu. We will tell the same thing to the elders of this Zionist movement in Palestine, that these verses is talking to you. And that shows the power of the Quran, that you cannot now tell to us that we are the people of light and the Ghazans are the people of darkness. You cannot say it, because you were at one time people of light when you were following Moses alayhi salam. He was following his instruction and the commandments. But what did you do? You didn't follow. You killed the prophets. In one day, in a fine morning, they came and killed 70, executed 70 prophets. So the prophets means they are the best in their society, the best people in the society. They just killed them. And at the end of the day, they were roaming in their market and shopping, as if nothing has happened. So you see that how they treat the bloods of the best of the people. So these are not surprising to us when we see them killing the children in Gaza today. So you cannot claim that we are still the best of nations. We are the people of light. After you have broken your covenant, your Torah tells you in their 10 commandments not to kill, but you have done so. Okay, so this verse is as if it is talking to them. Ya Bani Israel, have you forgotten the favors of Allah to your forefathers at that time, when at one time you were the blessed people? Wa iyaya farhabun. It's a threatening word. Wa iyaya farhabun, and fear me, so that if they repeat the same thing, if they broke the promise, then remember that your history is full of such punishments of Allah upon them. And this is what we expect, inshallah, that this punishment, we will see it in our life, the punishment of Allah befalling on the Zionists, elders of Israel. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuhu.